Nigel, first of all then, injury-wise, how are you looking ahead of this match this weekend?
Yeah, pretty much the same as we were before. No new knocks from the other night. Paddy McCarthy back available again, which is good. Michael Higden and Mark McNulty not quite made it, but we're hoping for next week.
Right, so there, with Higden and McNulty, there is an end in sight to that.
Yeah, Mark's having his mask fitted, I think, today, with a view to training Monday, Tuesday next week, and Michael Higden's not far off training as well.
How long will he have the mask for then?
Depends on how much better looking it makes him appear.
He's got to score with a mask on.
As long as the surgeons deem it necessary, and you know, we would extend that, I would think, a little bit longer just for protecting him.
How much of a plus is it that Basham is back? I know we've spoken with you at length about McEvely's recent performances and Basham back there as well, but McCarthy, he's been brought in to do a job.
Yeah, and when he's played, he's been very competent. I thought it was a bit unlucky at the sending off at Doncaster, in that the way the ball ricocheted, it was a couple of times, once in their corner flag, and then he's come off Jay McEvely and he's just made a last-ditch tackle. We don't argue about the sending off, we can't, but just unlucky the circumstances leading up to it. Apart from that, he's been a very valuable player for us. And we like the partnership of him and Jay. Chris Basham's been excellent whenever he's played back there. But I think the experience of those two in that position is vital.
Obviously, switching back to the league now, do you continue the rotation, if you like? Do you continue to make a change or two here?
Yeah, I think we do. We're just trying to keep everybody fresh with the amount of games that we've got. And it's not so much Saturday to Saturday, it's when that midweek game comes in. You know, we managed to rest Jose the other night and even get Jamie Murphy 10 minutes at the end, which is important.
So, the search for a striker, the lone striker, what is it, Friday lunchtime, where are you at?
Still been making calls this morning, being put off with a couple and making a decision on Monday or Tuesday next week, a couple of clubs, which I think the loan window closes on Thursday, and it's a bit like transfer window, it seems to go to the wire, and clubs want to leave it as long as possible before they make that decision.
We were in here last Friday and you had an option. And that it was definitely off the table this week. Is that option now gone, as it were?
No, there's a couple that have said come back on Monday. Both the players that we asked about are involved over the weekend. So it's a case, hopefully, those clubs won't pick up any injuries, get good results. And there's a chance of getting one middle of next week, which we'll do even if Higden and McNulty are coming back.
I suppose, is Chris O'Grady still on the agenda?
There's a couple on there, you know, names that we keep contacting clubs about, and I'm sure pestering them.
Frustrating, isn't it, that this search has dragged on now for, perhaps into the summer, but certainly in the spotlight for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is in football. We've said all along, there's no point in us taking any old player, any old striker. Have to be of a certain quality and standard to improve the team. And even without this striker coming in, I think we've had a pretty good run.
It was made public yesterday by Forrest that you've had a request for Dexter Blackstock. He's turned that down, preferring to stay there. What do you make of that?
That's perfectly his prerogative to do that. No, I phoned Stuart and just said I know he wants to get him out and play some games, but ideally players want to stay in the same league that they're in. They don't want to drop down even to a club this size. So, but we keep asking, and we'll go in again next week and see if he's changed his mind.
It's frustrating, isn't it? Because the natural assumption would be, come on, you're not playing. Go out and play some games somewhere, anywhere, really.
Yeah, and I think that as the week goes on and as it gets closer to the window closing on Thursday, I think a lot of players will have that attitude. I don't think that they don't want to play. I just think they want to play at a certain level, which I can understand that, you know. And that, what the fear is, then they drop down and say it doesn't go so well. People will then see, hold on a minute, they're struggling in League One, and then a Championship club might not fancy them as well.
As you are doing your deals now, in an ideal world for Sheffield United, would you want, you obviously have got time until January, but then it's always with a view to keeping this player for longer?
Not necessarily at the moment. It's a case, those that we've been asking are 4 or 5 weeks, whatever, 6 weeks till the end of the year, and then we've got our targets. Some are the same targets, but there's also different targets for January.
Nicky Maynard is the latest name to be linked with Sheffield United. Is that true?
Where is he, at Cardiff, is he? No, I haven't spoken to Russell Slade since we played at Orient.
Right, OK. So let's talk about football, shall we? Oldham then, the next challenge. What do you make of them right now?
I think an improving team. I think Lee Johnson started last season improving them. And I think they've had an excellent start to the season. So I think they'll provide us with a very stern test. I know he's watched us the last couple of matches. And they've got their way of playing. I think they've only had one defeat in 10, 12 games, something like that. So they're in a very rich vein of form themselves, and I'm sure they'll be looking forward to coming and playing here.
Terrific record, lots of draws along the way. What does that tell you perhaps about them and where their weaknesses might be?
Well, it's not a draw is not necessarily a weakness. It means that the next stage is you're not losing games. That's the starting point. And then you go on, and those ones that you're drawing, you try and win some of them. Instead of the point, you get the three, and that's the next stage of the improvement. We found that last season we drew a few games as well. Then all of a sudden you turn those sort of draws, those nil-nils, 1-1s into victories, and you see the difference in the table. It's, you know, it doesn't go from losing games to, oh, now we'll win 3-0 every week. And we're still in that progress, that changing stage as well.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because they were one of the teams, I dare say, fancied to struggle this year after the last 3 or 4 years they've had have all been down there. It's been excellent progression for them.
Yeah, it has. No, we didn't think they would when we saw them the end of last season. You know, they're a good team, and they reflect the way that Lee wants to play as well. They'll be bright, they'll be inventive on the ball. A bit similar to Rochdale, I think, that sort of team, where they'll all be comfortable on the ball and they'll all be wanting to play.
Back to Sheffield United, you're in the midst really, but the next few games are obviously all at Bramall Lane. Here provides a wonderful opportunity for you to make further headway up towards the top two.
Yeah, it does. They're going to be tricky ones, you know. When you look at, we've got Oldham, MK Dons and Notts, two of those in the top six as well, and Oldham in a great run of form. So three difficult games at any time, but especially in the form that they're in. So, but we want to get a few points on the board, cement our place in the top six, and if we can improve upon it and, you know, get towards the top two.
It must be comforting then that you go into this run of fixtures then in good form yourself.
Yeah, I think we're playing well, consistent well. I thought, apart from a half an hour spell at Doncaster at the end of the first half, that we started the game okay, then lost our way. You know, apart from that, I think we've played at a consistent level in the majority of the recent games. And crew the other night was just the same. You can see the pattern that's emerging, how we want to play and how we're causing teams problems.
Is that just simply a case, just finally, of perhaps the players getting to further know and perhaps fully understand the role that you want them to have?
Yeah, every game that you play, they're going to, you know, hopefully they're going to learn some more, and they're going to improve, and they're going to learn more about the teammates, you know, each other's strengths. We've done a lot of work when we do play with such width that when Jamie Murphy's got the ball, we want Jam in the box either side. And then if Jam's coming in, we want Jamie Murphy in to make that second striker role. And that's, I think, been difficult for them, because they've always just been wingers who provide, but they don't look at the other side of it. So we're working on little things like that to improve upon.